am so glad to be a part of the East End Poets. I'm one of their newest members, and it has been a joy to be a part of them. And it's also a joy to read here, and thank you for having us. I'm only going to read four poems. And they're going to, in some ways, address the point that I've lived in a number of places, although many places I've lived a long time. And the first one's going to start in Pittsburgh. I've lived here in Pittsburgh now since 2012. This one is called Copper Crayola. The price of copper is going up. I've heard all my life, first from my dad who traded meat, cheese, the use of his truck for a secondhand pound or two, old plumbing, wire, roofing, a still. Then from my son who scrounges abandoned houses, dumpsters, under bridges, Pittsburgh streets, car parts, bracelets, a weather vane. Now, while I read the news, my grandson sits next to me, coloring with his prize crayon, pennies, a rooster, and the wheels on a bus going round and round. This next poem is going to kind of do the connection between Pittsburgh and where I've spent a lot of my life. I grew up in Erie County, and of course I-79 goes from Pittsburgh to that. And this is a Sestina. I have written a lot of Sestinas, maybe more than are necessary. This is one in which it's a double Sestina, but a different kind of double Sestina. A Sestina has six stanzas of six lines, and the last word of each line is then repeated in a particular mathematical way, which I won't go into. In order to throw a little shit in the game, I decided to not only have the end words do repetition, but also the beginning words. Which would be different words, and so therefore it's a double Sestina. So the beginning words, which revolve all the way through the poem, are, while making other plans, life happens. And the end words are courier, times, bold, point, saved, and landscape. So that's will keep you busy trying to listen to all of this. And this also has two voices, and actually kind of a remembrance of a third voice too. So the other thing I might say about this is French Creek plays part of this, and French Creek is the major tributary of the Allegheny River. It wanders around through Erie County, and I'm fond of it. Also in this book is a long poem about French Creek, but I won't do that to you. So this is called Courier. While my mother's heart waits for the medical courier, making his way along I-79, still a look at the early times. Other drivers out of my way on this boring road. My bold plans will keep my fated mother alive. At some point, life and death will merge with a part of mom saved. Happens all the time. Damn trucks ride my ass up the landscape. Other drivers in this tin can, what can I do? Landscape while the sun fries my brains, shovel McDonald's. Courier Life Services, join the crew. I'm all mapped out, saved, making trips from Pittsburgh to read the Erie Times happens to be what I do. Who should I call? At some point, plans will have to be arranged. Funeral, her apartment, the bold lifestyle Senior Meadows promised, erased. What was bold, other than her tiny east-facing balcony she landscaped, happened to be her heart. She gave too readily at any point while Father kept his hidden and closed. The courier plans his breaks around the eye and heart's degeneration times, makes sure the carry vessel's contents are carefully saved, happens to suck. When do I get to take a leak? Traveling lifesaver seeks relief at local roadside pickle park. Only bold-ass planners need apply. Hope no old lady's here this time. Other than her bruised arm when she returned from landscape life class last week, fell at the rest stop, said some courier while hurrying bumped her, nothing kept her from her paint. Planned 39 scenes of French Creek winding south. Some point happens when the creek bends and the moving light I've saved makes my heart stop, Mom said. The creek is just another courier. Life is best composed with that light, uncertain though bold, while French Creek disappears beyond a curving landscape. Other than her art and me, her only child, will the Erie Times make the tie-in between her bruise and her stroke? Every fucking time plans get screwed by lugging hearts from point to point while being paid the minimum. Maybe Mom was right. Landscape happens in the art of looking sideways. Nothing keeps us safe. Others might wish she had a more profound or bolder life's ending than simply giving way to an ironic courier. This book is called The Pastor's Wife Considers Pinball, and so of course I have to read a pinball poem. Yes. And there are 10 of these pinball poems in this book, and I'm going to read game 4. There are others that are a little more dramatic in some ways, but one of the things about playing pinball is that you don't always necessarily win. And this begins with, how do you forgive yourself when you miss the ball? How can you keep playing knowing the game will end before you run out of numbers? My pinball is as close to 3.141592 plus as it's ever going to be. Even with the help of computers staying up all day and all night, not sleeping Christmas Eve while Santa Claus comes. The cord remains plugged in. Countless electrons are flowing between my machine and the turning generators at Niagara Falls. German and Japanese tourists who understand their cameras stroll on Goat Island near the overlook above a raging mist. Maybe the whole world knows, points, laughs, remembers how my grandfather weighed at more than 300 pounds, diabetic, drowning in heart failure, filleted a bass in bed on his chest. with his favorite knife and saying, "Take away your strawberries. They've lost their flavor when the bass are biting." Well, I think we need to, you know about how to deal with, you know, losing. So, the last poem I'm going to read is actually set in Florida. I spent 15 years in Florida, and I went down there with high hopes, and the longer I stayed there, and even though I even took Florida lessons and everything, the longer I was there, the more I came to dislike it. And I am grateful to be in Pittsburgh. So thank you for being Pittsburgh and being here. This is called Desperate Measures, and it's a praise poem. It is set in Pittsburgh, not Florida, good gosh. And there are some Florida names, which you may recognize, but if you don't, you know, life will go on. Desperate Measures. I praise the motorcycle helmet that counsels life's too short to ride with ugly women, and the crime scene technicians gathering that helmet, measuring and spray painting County Line Road, and all the other places where fatal collisions transpire. Those thin places in time where the maimed slip through into infinity. I praise the lightning ripping along the coal seam of night. I praise the wild chickens of Zephyr Hills and the flash of falling dice, that moment when something is about to happen that's no one's fault. I praise both the ruthless geometry of the bankrupt contractor's unfinished house and the stuff of baskets, raffia, that most forgiving of fibers, itself perpetually falling apart.
Thank you.